What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. As you can see in the title, gentlemen, yes, I will be going under the knife. Finally, I can get rid of an old nemesis of mine in the form of a pilonidal cyst. And gentlemen, if you've ever experienced it, you know those things suck. They truly suck. But they've done the first part of it, which is a two-part endeavor. But they've done the first part, which is the drain and pack phase, so they can let the area somewhat heal. But now I get to go in, and they're going to do the actual major part, which is to actually go in and dig out the part that was infected. Yeah, simple antibiotics really don't work. But once again, gentlemen, this is a part of, you know, keeping your health up, stuff like that. It may seem small at first, but yeah, don't laugh it off. Even if you're a young guy, go get yourself checked. Doesn't hurt anything. If anything, it helps. Especially now, I was looking at the recent STD charts. Oh my gosh! America is burning. Yeah, America is on fire, especially in the South. Boy, so many normie women are spreading STDs. It ain't even funny. But of course, there's always going to be some people who say, you know what? It's the professionals that are spreading all the diseases. But nah. I've always been curious, and I always do a quick, somewhat, you know, innocuous inquiry whenever I go to the doctor. And yeah, even among the military, a lot of STDs are running rampant. Yeah, I asked my primary care manager, my family doctor, and he was telling me, he was like, yeah, a lot of the Navy women and Marine women are spreading STDs because a lot of them tend to be what's called asymptomatic. Basically, they're carriers of STDs. I was like, damn. But yeah, gentlemen, be careful in these streets. Even though what I have is not related to STDs, still, it's always good to get a tidbit of information every now and again. But yeah, I'm going to be going under the knife Friday. So that means, unfortunately, no HMTs this weekend because I'm pretty sure I might actually be staying in the hospital because they got to literally put me under to do what they need to do. So yeah, just thought I'd share this, you know, quick update to let you guys know exactly what's going to be happening this weekend. And yeah, the surgery itself shouldn't be too bad, but it's the recovery time that's actually quite long. Yeah, they got to actually go in because I watched the actual procedure. They got to go in, cut everything out, and for a week I have to have a pump to pump any, you know, potential pus or anything out of it. Yeah, that's going to be fun, which I don't think so, which means I'm going to be pretty much laid up on my stomach for about a week. And then after that, about a month for everything to properly heal up. So yeah, the first week's going to suck, but oh well. It's going to be better for me in the long run to finally be rid of this damn thing. Because if you have one, you know. They pop, you think they're gone, then they come right back even worse. And I've been enduring with this damn thing for years. But it's good. They're finally doing what needs to be done. And I am glad. Well, gentlemen, once again, keep your health up. If you see something, say something. If something feels wrong, hey, take that trip to the doctor. It can only be better for you. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. And if you've had a pilonidal cyst, leave it in the comment section to let everybody know how truly sucky these things really are. That being said, that's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.